No, you might reply. I'm not saying that. But why doesn't virtue have an easy way? In fact, if we are willing, its path is really simple. So tell me, what's easier? Is it easier to break through a wall and take other people's belongings only to end up in jail, or to be satisfied with what you have and live devoid of fear? And that's not all. What's easier, to selfishly rob everyone of their possessions and enjoy only a few of them for a brief time, than to suffer and be flogged forever, or to have lived in righteous poverty for a little while and then live in never-ending pleasure? Is it more pleasant to have a pleasing dream and then be punished in reality, or to have a disturbing dream and then truly be in joy? Obviously, it's the latter. So tell me, in what way do you call virtue harsh? I agree, it seems tough if compared to our laziness. However, to understand that it's actually easy and effortless, listen to Christ's words in, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." If you don't recognize this simplicity, clearly it's due to lack of keen enthusiasm. As when there is enthusiasm, even the heaviest things become light, and without it, even the lightest things become heavy. Tell me, what could be more pleasant and easily available than the feast of manna? Yet the Jews were not satisfied, despite enjoying such exquisite food. What could be more harsh than the hunger and every other hardship which Paul had to suffer? Yet he rejoiced, jumped for joy, and stated, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings." What's the reason for this? The varied mentalities. If you shape your mind the way it is meant to be, you will discover the simplicity of virtue.